الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
السلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome to our special silsila April Fool. You may be smiling. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will cover what the Islam say about the April Fool. So Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll move on and we'll have Inshallah first recitation of the Holy Quran and the Kalam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, then Madani Fool from Muballighi Dawat Islami. But first we'll listen the blessing of the Durood Pak. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal write the reward of one Qiraat for him, and one Qiraat is equal to Mount Uhud. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, let's listen the recitation of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله ما شاء الله. إن شاء الله عز وجل we'll listen the kalam now.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله قلت حيلتي أنت وسيلتي قلت حيلتي أنت وسيلتي أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله घटाए गम की छाए दिल परेशान यार रसूल अल्लाह तुम्हें अब कुछ करो माहे रिसालत यार रसूल अल्लाह सफीने के परख चुके चुके
بچنا چاہتا ہوں ہاں ایک دن بھی بچ Even though they're haram, but we don't know how far it will go. We don't know our joke where it's going to take us. We think that, oh, we're going to have a laugh about it, we're going to smile about it, we're going to have a joke with our friends. But we don't know how far it's going to go and how the other person is going to take it.
The Muslim, by following the non-Muslim, are telling lies as a celebration. On the other hand, people in the past, our pious people, if they heard anything untrue, not true from the Muslim, they would get surprised by thinking that, can a Muslim tell a lie? इसके बारे में कोई अहदीस इस कोई ऐसी है कि पता चले कि ये क्या करना मजाक में भी कर सकते हैं या नहीं कर सकते क्या अफसर?
Well, first of all, the first source we look for in terms of guidance is the Quran Pak. Mm-hmm. And the Quran Pak, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala addresses the believers directly. Me, you, everybody else, everybody who is a believer who has iman. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala tells us what we must do. People are lying, but what should we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. All those who believe, fear Allah. And what's the next thing Allah instructs? Join those who tell the truth. The truthful. Our Lord, our Creator wants us to be with the truthful. So the Quran stresses upon the importance of speaking truth. And then lying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Wajtanibu qawla zur. That refrain from the lying statement, the statement of lie. So the Quran is telling us not to do this. Then we look at the hadith collection. Or before that, even we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right from the beginning, before Ilan al-Nubuwa, before proclamation of prophethood. What was Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam known as? Sadiqul wa'adi wal-ameen. The one who is truthful in promise and trustworthy. People would come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to solve their matters. People would come on to him and rely upon him. In fact, when he started to preach sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to invite people towards the deen, you probably heard of the famous waqi as well from the seerah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood upon the mountain and said, O Quraysh, if I were to tell you that so and so is coming from the other side of the mountain, such and such a thing is coming from the other side of the mountain, would you believe me? And he said, of course we would believe you. Why? Because you're truthful. Because up until now, we've never heard you lie. We've never heard you say anything wrong. So, amali-wise, practically, the Prophet ﷺ throughout his life showed us that we should not go towards lying. And in terms of ahadith collection, subhanAllah, there's so many ahadith. You just mentioned jokingly. The Prophet ﷺ said, avoid lying even if it be as a joke. Today, people say, I was just joking.
अभी सब थके हुए स्ट्रेस है डिस्ट्रेस है वो फैमिली प्रॉब्लम घर में प्रॉब्लम बाहर प्रॉब्लम हियर देयर इन ऑफिस वी हैव प्रॉब्लम रश आवर स्टक इन द कार सो वी नीड टू रिफ्रेन आवर माइंड वी नीड अ फ्रेश सो व्हाट्स द बिग डील इन इट
द बिग डील रिगार्डिंग दिस इज दैट
पीपल से व्हाट्स द बिग डील इन इट जस्ट अ जोक
इफ वन स्टडीज द बुक्स ऑफ अकाइद Then he studies the chapter of how Allah will deal with people. How will you account with people? It says in that clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, is such that he can forgive every single sin, even though somebody sins from the beginning of his life till the end of his life. On the other hand, it says somebody may have done righteous deeds all his life. Yeah. For one sin, Allah can take him to task. Why put yourself in a position, I'm only doing it for a joke, why put yourself in a position and you don't know what's going to happen to you in the akhirah? So like there are many ahadith which tell you that even jokingly, there are many other things that we can do. Islam is a vast religion. If you want to relax, if you want to, you know, entertain ourselves, others around us, there are many forms of things we can do, many things we can do. Why lying? Why the haram things? So that shows there's an underlying problem, shaitan, nafs, company, society. As April Fool's Day, it's a society thing. Everybody is doing it. So everybody is doing it, it's fine.
But you mentioned company. Now, there's a few friends, 3-4 friends, for example. Now, April Fool's Day has come. Now, even if you look at the whole year round, now one friend, they hid his keys, they've hid his mobile phone, they've hid his wallet, they've hid something of his. Now, that person who has lost something, he knows at the bottom of his heart as well, that my friends have taken something off me. 10, 15, 20 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, they will eventually give me back. Once they give me back, they will. That person who's lost it, he will also remember that, you know what, I remember that joke they did with me. He will also laugh it off. So what's the harm? What's the harm in having a joke with your friends? When you have the understanding between yourselves, what's the harm in having a joke?
Because like Bapu mentioned, everyone's got stress, everyone's got problems. You're in college, you're in university, you got that assignment, you got that coursework, you got this exam coming up, you got that exam coming up. All this stress. What's the harm in having a joke?
Well, Simbai, the simple thing is, ask those people who were once friends. They were close friends. You know, they said he's my, you know, friend for life. Ask those people who have no contact with their friends no more, who don't speak to them. In fact, at every opportunity, they want to harm them. Why? Because of a prank. A prank's happened. It's gone a bit too far. And the person's reacted and done something, sometimes violence. You know, you may have heard of stories, I certainly have, of brothers who have fought over some simple, you know, something so small. He hid his item, like you mentioned, he hid his item, he's not giving it back. Before you know it, he snaps. He's not able to control his anger. How do we know how the other person is going to react? And in regards to this, the ahadith, there are many ahadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's not permissible for a Muslim to place terror and fear into another Muslim. It's not allowed. And the hadith states, man ada musliman. How grave is sin is this hurting a Muslim? Whoever harms a Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, faqad adani. He's in fact harmed me. وَمَنْ adani faqad adallah. Allah. Whoever has harmed me is in fact harmed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not a light thing. We can't say this is just for joke. The Sharia set boundaries. But the Muslim, why is it the case that today he's always resorting to haram and wants to justify it? Well, it's only for a joke and that.
So you mentioned that, you know, sometimes pranks go wrong. They go to the next level. Someone takes it the wrong way. People make videos for online. They go out and they go and record a prank. Now, it might be a 3-4 minute video, test different people. But within that prank, there will be one video that will come out, prank gone wrong. Someone took it the wrong way. Someone reacted in the wrong way. Someone got beaten up for it. So there is always someone that will take it to the next level.
It's also mentioned the Muslim or the true believer cannot be a liar. Mm-hmm. On the April Fool Day, they deliberately, you know, sometime ye ho gaya, pata nahi tha, but they deliberately do these acts, lying, try to make people fool, and they're happy on that. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the person who recite La ilaha illallah will enter paradise, and paradise will become wajib for him. If the same tongue is used for disobeying Allah azza wa jal or lying, it brings a great disaster. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, human makes most of his mistakes by his tongue. Ab ye jhoot zyada tar jo hai, lying jo hai, ye aapki zaban ki wajah se, because of the tongue. Lying is one of the form of using the tongue incorrectly. It's mentioned in the hadith, when a person tells a lie, the angel moves a mile away due to its unpleasant smell. Ab farishta bhi dur bhag jate hain, lekin अच्छा ये भी है कि स्मेल निकलती है और बाप जी हमें क्यों नहीं आती स्मेल अगर झूठ बोल रहे हैं तो कह दो कि फरिश्ता दूर भाग गया था एक माइल सो हम क्यों नहीं स्मेल को महसूस कर रहे इतनी गंदी बदबू अगर निकलती है तो
The answer to that is because we become accustomed to this sin. When somebody becomes accustomed to a sin like lying, backbiting, other sins, it seems normal to him. It doesn't seem like anything wrong. One other point that we should bear in mind, especially in the 1st of April, April's Fool's Day as they call it. Am I a cause for sins to, you know, am I a cause for sinning to continue? You know, we have this concept in Islam of sawabi jariya. You do something and because of that somebody else benefits and you're also getting the sawab as well. Am I a cause of sinning continuing? And it could be the case you sent a message, somebody sent a message to another Muslim, a lie. And then after that, he said, "Why? I didn't know it was April Fool's today. I didn't know it was the first April. Oh, I just remembered because he sent to me. I might as well send somebody a prank now." Then like this, everybody is involved in it. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, saying Muslim, that whoever starts a new action, a good action in Islam, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا he will receive the reward for it. وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا and the reward for all those who act upon it. But on the other hand, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً whoever produces or does a bad action, then he will get the sin of it and the sin of all those who act upon it without their sinning decreasing. So this is something that we need to worry about on this day as well. Am I a cause for sins to be
spread, widespread. I should be in a, like in the Quran says, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help each other in righteousness and piety. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't help each other in sinning, transgression. And on this day, so many people are involved in spreading sinning.
So, we have some madni fools.
Just touching upon the point of the awliya, our pious predecessors, and how seriously they took these things, I just like to share a short parable. It said that the honorable teacher of the King Aurangzeb Alamgir, his teacher Ahmad Jeevan, Alama Ahmad Jeevan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, was seated when a man came into his court, and he said that, sir, your wife has become a widow. What did he say? He comes into his court and says, sir, your wife has become a widow. He starts thinking, he says, he starts to think for a moment. Listen to the reply from Alama Ahmad Jeevan. He says that, I was not thinking about how my wife could be a widow. He said, I was thinking, can a Muslim also tell a lie?
Allah.
He's not thinking about his own wife. He's thinking, a Muslim can also lie. This was the state of our pious predecessors and how much they took these things seriously.
Allah. So, as we know now, telling a lie is not good. Even in Islam, if severe punishment for that, or our jo buzurgane deen to unko taajub hota tha. This surprise, how can a Muslim be a liar? So, jo plan kar rahe hain April Fool banane ka, ke we gonna do this, we gonna do this, we'll make a call, iska accident ho gaya, this thing happened, aapki gaadi jal gayi hai, aapke ghar mein chori ho gayi hai, this happened. Abhi to khair phone ka daur hai, phone kiya, malum kar liya. Before 10, 20, 30 years before, there wasn't any phone. Aapne kisi ko bataya, uska to pura din hi kharab ho gaya na. Wo confirmation jab tak ghar pe nahi aayega, usko kya pata ke kya hua tha. तो किस कदर ये बुरी आदत है और इस्लाम बिकॉज इस्लाम इज अ कंप्लीट रिलीजियन ही गाइड्स इन एवरी एस्पेक्ट ऑफ लाइफ ही डजंट किसी भी चीज को इस्लाम ने छोड़ा नहीं है किसी भी शोबे को हर शोबे में रहनुमाई करता है और इस्लाम चाहता है कि एक पीसफुल सोसाइटी हो एक लविंग सोसाइटी हो और उसमें ये जो आदत है ये बहुत ही बुरी आदत है
लाइज ऑफ वन ऑफ दोस पीपल द कर्स ऑफ अल्लाह इज अपॉन द लाइज व्हाट डज इट मीन व्हेन अल्लाह कर्सेस समबडी इट मींस दैट ही इज डिस्टेंट वेरी डिस्टेंट फ्रॉम द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह इफ यू आर डिस्टेंट फ्रॉम द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह यू आर डिस्ट्रॉयड इफ यू डोंट हैव द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला And lying on this day, April Fool's Day, people do it and sadly the reality is people gain happiness out of this. You know, they're happy that, oh, I pranked someone. But what does the hadith tell us about this? The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْكِذْبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ That the only thing that lying results in is fujur. That's the jama of fajaratun, meaning transgression. The only thing that it leads to is transgression. After that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ The only thing that lying or transgression leads to is the hellfire. And the last part of the hadith, as a reminder for every single person to think on a daily basis, am I lying? How involved in lying am I? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبُ A person continues to lie, he lies, Hatta yuktaba inda Allahi kadhaban. Until he is written in the court of Allah as a great liar. I know this word kadhab is not a small word in the Arabic language. It's a mubalagha. You know, very great liar.
Mentioned by beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking the truth is a virtue, and the virtue leads to Jannah. And lying is a sin, and leading to hell. So which way you are heading? We all want to go Jannah. To go Jannah, we need to speak truth. But if you're taking the path or the wrong way towards hellfire, how can you go in the Jannah?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that this, like many people, they ask us, that brother, it's only a joke, we're only having a laugh. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has said, destruction is for that person who lies to make people laugh. Destruction is for him. Now, Hafiz Sahib, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said this destruction is for him 3 times. What do we learn from this? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is mercy to the universe. He is the best of creation. For him to say destruction is for him 3 times, what do we learn from this?
Well, one thing that's definite is that this is a massive sin. It's a grave sin. You know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would repeat things like this to show the severity of something. You could have said it once. Why did he say it 3 times? To show that this, at all costs, you need to avoid this. This is how grave this sin is. In fact, in one hadith, it's mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ala unabbi'ukum bi shall I not inform you of the greatest of all sins? And it was mentioned qawlu zur, the lying word, the word of lie. It shows how severe this is. And today, people, like you said, just take it lightly.
Today, it's common. We're with the friends and we lie about this, we lie about that. How much did you get this for? I got this for this much money. Where did you go yesterday? I went to this place. Well, you never went to that place yesterday. Mm-hmm. So every portion of our life, whether it's business, whether it's our personal life, lying is so common. It's everywhere. And coming back to the narration, that, you know, why don't we smell that smell that we were talking about earlier? Because it's common. Whether it's a business, whether it's a personal life, whether it's our exams, whether it's schools. And I remember a beautiful Madani pool of Rukneshwara Haji Abdul Habib Bhai. He said a beautiful Madani pool. He said, you know that person who lies, he's never in happiness. Why? Because, okay, one day he will tell one person that, okay, I work at so-and-so place. The next day he'll tell another person I work in so-and-so place. So now he will remember that I told that person I work in so-and-so place. I've got that degree, I've got that degree. But when he meets the next person, he will have to remember, what did I say to him, what did I say to him. So a person who lies, he's never happy.
Circle.
It's never ending. You're always in that mode that you're always lying.
He's lying just to make up for the previous lie. He's continuously lying.
And the funny thing is, sometimes in front of his children, he might say that, I work at this place. And all of a sudden, his child might speak that, Dad, no, you don't work at that place, you work at this place.
Muslims, we all want to do good deeds, or deed which take us to the Jannah. But there are some actions with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi has mentioned, they take you to the hellfire. Once the person came in the blessed court of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and humbly asked, oh beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is the action which leads to hell? And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a bondsman speaks a lie, he commits a sin, and when he commits a sin, he shows ingratitude, and when he shows ingratitude, he enters into the hellfire. So this lying, and it's not a normal thing. Yes, nowadays, brother, I'm just around the corner. I'm actually sitting in his own house. He's not on the round the corner. It's just, ye nahi keh sakte ki slip of a tongue. Is in nature now. Is a habit, because he still thinks it's a normal thing. Yes, I can go in half an hour, but in actually sitting in a house, yes, I'm round the corner, especially taxi driver and this, where are you? But I'm just on the way, only 5 minutes, when he will actually take 30 minutes. Itni de, acha ji, soda lena hai, acha ji, kya karna, itne ka hai. Are jahan jao jhoot, everywhere you look, lying, start from morning till evening, you buying even the selling person, buying person, teacher, student, father, mother, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, son-in-law. If you look, everyone is look like is involved in this sin. Why you came late in madrasa? Oh, I have a headache. आ कुछ भी नहीं होगा घर से ही लेट निकला है कोई झूठ बोल रहा है अच्छा जी आपको क्या वो टायर पंचर काम पे why you late office today वो गाड़ी ब्रेक डाउन हो गई थी कार ब्रेक डाउन अच्छा एक्चुअली कुछ नहीं देर से निकला था घर से क्रिकेट मैच हो रहा था मैच देखकर निकला था लेकिन झूठ उनकी नजर में झूठ कोई गुनाह ही नहीं है लगता है कि इस वर्ल्ड कप कौन झूठ में वर्ल्ड कप जीतेगा ऐसा और अगर पत्थर हटाओ तो लगता है कि झूठ निकलेगा और चीज में सौदा लेने जाए कितने का है बस 30 pounds ना 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 20 pounds ना 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 20 pounds I bought myself for 25 pounds how can I give you for 30 pounds 20 pounds But you know, the other shopkeeper, they were giving me about 25 pounds, but I left it. I said, no, I'm going to buy from you. Achha? Not 25 pounds, give me 28. No, I'm not going to give you 25. Achha, 25 toh meri buying hai. Argument start. From 20 pounds, he came to 22. Mm-hmm. And that shopkeeper who said, I bought for 25 pounds, he start willing to give on 22 pounds. Dono milke jhoot bol le hote. Lagta hai ke kab ho raha hai, ke kaun jeetega, wo jhoot mein le. अब क्या होता है ये जो झूठ है ये रिस्क में बरकत को खत्म कर देता है झूठ से रोजी में बरकत खत्म होती है आपकी जिंदगी में बरकत खत्म हो जाती है आप बताएं जब रिस्क में ही बरकत नहीं है रोजी में बरकत नहीं है जिंदगी में बरकत नहीं है फिर आपकी जब भी तो परेशानी आएगी घर में पूरा नहीं हो रहा इधर पूरा नहीं हो रहा बच्चा अलग है इधर बीमार इतना कमाता हूं पूरा नहीं होता बेबरकती है व्हाई इज नॉट ब्लेसिंग इन माय हाउस इन माय सस्टेनेंस इन माय वेल्थ बिकॉज यू आर लाइंग बिकॉज इन एवरी स्टेप ऑफ लाइफ यू स्टार्ट लाइंग फ्रॉम morning till end, just imagine, just have a piece of paper and write down how many lie you have done in a day. Maybe copy bhar jayegi. Bahut baat mein jhoot, baat baat mein jhoot. Allah ke bando yaar, hisab nahi dena, marna nahi hai. Kaay ko jhoot bolte yaar, sari zindagi yaad rakhna padta hai. Kya ho gaya, main aaj kyun nahi aaya? Chacha ka intikal ho gaya. Ab sari zindagi you have to remember, chacha ko to main maar chuka hoon. اب کچھ عرصے کے بعد پتا چلا ملنے آ گئے تو چچا تو زندہ ہے, اب کسی اور کو مارنا پڑتا ہے ماذا اللہ جھوٹ بول کے. تو کائے کو جھوٹ بولتے ہو یار, سچ بولو, سچوں کے ساتھ ہو, اللہ تمہارے کو برکتیں عطا کرے گا. ہاں کتنے واقعات علماء کے کہ سچ بولتے ہیں, سچ کی برکت سے اللہ نے ان کو بہت کچھ دیا ہے. کیا فرماتے ہیں حضور؟
Just to touch on a point that you just mentioned, people lie and they're happy about it. In fact, they want praise from others. Did you see how I was able to persuade that person? Did you see how I was able to get out of that situation? I lied to him. But the reality is, Bapu, that you may have fooled one person. You may have been able to get out of one situation, two situations, three situations. But there is one Zat, one being. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows the deceptions of the eyes and he knows what the hearts conceal. Every single time you plan to lie, he knows about it. Every single time that thought crosses your mind, he knows about it. So in this world, you may think, oh, I was able to get a bit of profit by lying. You know, nobody found out. But every single time a person lies, he needs to realize that Allah is there. Allah is watching. Allah has his angels inscribing everything on the day of judgment. That person will drop his head in shame when he is presented before the best of all creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me not to lie. What kind of face will he show to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
The thing is, because of nowadays, fear of Allah azza wa jal has gone from our heart. That's why all these come. If you have a fear of Allah azza wa jal and you know that, forget about this Valentine Day or April Fool Day or this day, just remember, you have to die one day. Or jisko pata hai ke maine marna hai and he has to answer in the court of Allah azza wa jal, he will never lie. He know if he has to give answer, every single thing what he has done in the world, he has to answer on the day of judgment. Will he be lying? Will he be watching film? Will he be backbiting? Will he be telltaling? Will he be slandering? Will he be cursing to others? No, because kya ke hum bhool jate hain, hamein marna hai. We have to go in our grave and we have to accountable for every single thing جو ہم نے دنیا میں کیا تھا. میرے میٹھے میٹھے سنا میں آسان نہیں ہے. حضرت سیدنا حاتم اسم رحمت اللہ علیہ کیا فرماتے ہیں, بیوٹیفلی مینشن, لائر ول چینج انٹو اے ڈاگ ان ہیل, جہنم کا کتا ہوگا. ون ہو جیلس ول چینج انٹو اے پگ, حسد کرنے والا سور کی صورت میں ہوگا. اینڈ دا بیک بائٹر, غیبت کرنے والا, ول چینج انٹو اے منکی, وہ جہنم کا بندر ہوگا. اب آپ غور کریں کہ کیا ہے میٹھے میٹھے اسلام بھائی, ایک طرف جو, اور یہ تینوں بیماریاں ہمارے اندر بڑی عام ہیں اور مسلمان خوش خوش کے غیبت کرتا ہے. ارے وہ جانتے ہیں اس کو, میں نے دیے تھے, پتہ نہیں کیا سمجھ رہا تھا, کیا کرتا ہے, اپنے آپ کو پتہ نہیں کیا سمجھ رہا تھا. دیز آل آلسو ڈسٹرکشن اینڈ بیک بائٹنگ. جب آپ اوپن جھوٹے ہو گئے تو پھر آپ کے غیبت کرنے میں کیا بچا, پھر جیلسی کرنے میں. اینڈ آل دیس تھنگ ٹیک یور ایمان. Just remember, you know, if you diagnose with anything, with a disease or cancer, then you start panicking. Yes, I need to be cured from that. I need to get the prescription. I need to be admitted in the hospital. Kya hai mera ilaaj ho jaye, main bas kisi tarah bach jaun. That cancer will only take your life. But these diseases, this lying, this backbiting, this jealousy, telltelling, jitni jo andruni amraaz hain, they take your iman. And once your iman gone, then you finish. واقعی آپ مر جاؤ گے, کیونکہ جس کا ایمان نہیں ہے, he will never enter into the جنہ, وہ ہمیشہ جہنم میں رہے گا. تو ہم دنیا میں آئے ہیں, تھوڑی سی زندگی ہے, try to work hard to go in جنہ, اور پھر ہمیشہ کے لیے مزے سے رہو یار. جنت میں تو ایسی نعمتیں نہ کسی آنکھ نے دیکھی, نہ کسی زبان نے چکی, نہ کسی کان نے سنی ہے. ایسی نعمتیں ملیں گی, وہاں پہ کوئی سٹرگل ہی نہیں ہوگی. آج دنیا میں تھوڑی سی سٹرگل کر لو آخرت کے لیے, نہ جھوٹ بولو, نہ غیبت کرو. جنت میں تو جو سوچو گے ابھی دل میں اترے گا نہیں, سوچیں گے وہ چیز سامنے حاضر ہوگی ہے. اور وہ ایسی نعمت ہوگی کہ زبان نے بھی نہیں چکی ہوں گی اس سے پہلے دنیا کی. تو دنیا کی نعمتیں تو جنت کے آگے کچھ بھی نہیں ہے. میٹھے میٹھے اسلام بھائی, توبہ کرے, ریپینٹ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل. بیکاز دا پرسن ہو ڈز سنسیئر ریپینٹنس ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل از دا ون لائک ہی نیور کمیٹڈ سن. اللہ عز و جل مرسی, الحمدللہ عز و جل, اتنی اللہ کی رحمت ہے. بندہ ایک دفعہ سچے دل سے توبہ کرتا ہے, اللہ عز و جل ناٹ اونلی فارگیو ہز سنز, بلکہ اس کے جو سن ہے ہی چینج انٹو اے گڈ ڈیڈز, اس کو نیکیوں میں تبدیل فرما دیتا ہے. کتنا رحیم رب ہے. آ جاؤ Come in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Repent sincerely. Aaj se pehle agar aapne ye nahi kaha ji ab April Fool nahi manaunga. If you done in the past, you have to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ye guna aise maaf nahi hote. Aapko sachi tauba karni padegi. Kuch sachi tauba ke hawale se bhi inshallah sunenge maafi sahab se taaki dekhe hamare baithne ke maqsad ye nahi hai ki khali daraya jaye. Yes. ہمیں ڈرانا بھی ہے اور اللہ کی رحمت کی طرف بھی لے کر آنا ہے کہ وہ کتنا کریم رب ہے جو ہمیں معاف بھی فرما دیتا ہے اتنے گناہ لیکن وہ 70 ماؤں سے زیادہ پیار کرتا ہے ایک دفعہ اس کی بارگاہ میں آؤ تو صحیح وہ دیکھو رب بڑا کریم ہے
Definitely the one who repents sincerely you know, go to a hadith sharif somebody who had committed 99 murders you know, what bigger crime the murders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered his mercy on such a person as well but the condition like you said is that we must repent sincerely not the case that okay touching your ears or I feel bad about it you know I shouldn't have done it the next week the person is in the same sin again the next year he's thinking about what sort of pranks to play no it has to be such a repentance that he must detest that sin I don't want to ever go back to that sin and another thing inshallah that will help us remove this habit of lying as well keep another hadith in mind that the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you cannot be a true believer until you love for your brother what you love for yourself
mm-hmm.
nobody will come to you and say I love being pranked nobody will say that to you I love that people prank me and put me into difficult situations no we don't like that for ourselves why would we like it for our fellow Muslims the Muslims are one body when some of the Muslims are suffering we all suffer when we see them in difficulty we suffer as well so this is a thing that we should be a khair khwa well wisher for everybody and the deen teaches this ad-deenun nasiha deen is all about well wishing caring about Muslims looking out for Muslims one misconception
beauty of Islam
beauty of Islam and Islam is a complete religion where it tells you about interactions with your fellow Muslims it also tells you about interactions with your with non-Muslims someone might say When I do April Fools, I don't do it with a Muslim. I'm only fooling a disbeliever or a non-believer. That's not a problem. He's not a Muslim. Islam does not allow you to even deceive a non-Muslim. This is the beauty of our deen. If he's a creation of Allah, you're not allowed to deceive him. Because remember, at any moment he could accept Islam as well. He could reach a stage where you've never reached before as well. So we should look at every single creation as a creation of Allah and be merciful. Don't deceive them, don't wrong them. Who knows with our good character they turn to Islam.
Islam is spread because of the love, because of the, kya kehte hain, husne akhlaq, good manners. Hamare Islam agar aaj aap dhoka dete hain, if you talk about the Muslim or non whoever, dhoka is not allowed in Islam. And that's the beauty of Islam. That's why Islam is spread all over the world.
Bapuna,
all the new badri fool for hamare kafi der se khamosh baithe hain. Ji Arun bhai, anything?
Mashallah. If you look at the cause, just going back to the point of lying where does it stem from shuru kahan se hota hai iske asbab you find that often it starts at the home
Allah.
For example the doorbell rings and the father says to the child go answer the door but if so and so asks about me say I'm not home kya main ghar par nahi hu the father is teaching the child to lie another example the mother says to the child okay you do your homework you do such and such thing and I will get you a chocolate I will take you to the shop, etc., etc. Now, the kid, he gets excited. You know, I want to go to the shop, I want to get a chocolate, etc. But when he does such and such thing, he realizes that he was, in fact, lied to. He doesn't get taken to the shop, he doesn't get a chocolate. So, in one sense, we are feeding, or these people, they feed the lies into the children themselves, and then they complain, mera bachcha mujhse jhoot bolta hai, he lies, you know, he hides things from me, etc., So if we look at it from this perspective, then...
Listen, unhona to day announce kar diya na, April Fool Day, openly lie to everyone. Bacche bacche ko pata, is din mein jhoot bolna to koi inaam milega. Aur lagta hai ke wo koi jhoot bol ke aate, ghar mein koi chocolate milta ho, ye batate hai, yes, dad, I make fool this one, I make fool this one. Mom, I've done the great job. What you done? Oh, I've done the biggest fool of my life. Kya kiya hai, maine usko ye kar diya. Woh bhi kehta, tu ne bada achcha kaam kiya chahi. تربیت اس طرح ہو رہی ہے تو اب بنے گا کیا بہت اچھا پوائنٹ ہے کہ بچپن سے دیکھیں آپ سکھا گیا رہے فون اٹھانا ہے تو جھوٹ گھر میں جانا ہے تو جھوٹ گاڑی سٹارٹ کرنی ہے تو جھوٹ اینڈ یو گو ٹو دا شاپنگ سینٹر تو جھوٹ مدرسہ تو جھوٹ کالج تو جھوٹ ساری چیزوں میں جھوٹ ہی جھوٹ ہے اللہ ہمیں بچائے بہت ساری احادیث اس کے بارے میں ہیں ان کی وعیدات دیکھیں when we have a fear then we try to avoid from this sabse badi baat ye hai ki hame iska khauf hi nahi dila hame iski punishment ke bare mein nahi bataya tha bataya nahi jata hota kya kuch hadith e pak hain lying is opposite to Iman. There's another place mentioned, destruction is for the one who speak lies to make people laugh. Whoever lies in order to make people laugh fall into hell at a distance more than the distance between the sky and the earth. A person's face turns dark due to lying. Saying false things is a major sin. Telling a lie is one of the signs of a hypocrite. Munafikat. Hypocrisy. Allah Ta'ala hame munafikat se bachaye. As also mentioned, on the day of judgment, liars will be included among the most hated people in the sight of Allah. Jab Allah hi naraz ho gaya, to bhi tumhara banega kya. So Allah Ta'ala humko isse mahfooz farmaye, save from the evil of this lying and especially the April Fool. Islam ke fold mein aa jaye, koi cheez aisi nahi hai. Islam mein to hai khushiyan hi khushiyan hai, mohabbatein hi mohabbatein hai. Ye to hai hi nahi na kisi ko dhoka dena, kisi ko ye karna.
You just mentioned about munafiqs, and at the same time you also mentioned about love. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever has the following four things in him, he is a true munafiq. Number one, when he breaks the trust of a Muslim. Number two, when he speaks a lie. Number three, when he promises something, he doesn't fulfill that promise. And number four, when he quarrels, he swears. Now, Hafizab, on this hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no mention about that person who misses his salah. There is no mention about that person who doesn't fast in the month of Ramadan. There is no mention about that person who doesn't give zakat. But in this hadith, we are told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to keep love within Muslims, to make sure that we don't break the trust of other Muslims, to make sure that when we speak the truth, to make sure that if we quarrel or we have a disagreement with someone, we don't swear. So what do you say about that?
This is why the ulama say the matter of hukukul ibad is more greater in one aspect than the matter of hukukullah. If somebody wronged someone, lied about him, spread a lie about him, a rumor about him, wronged him, he will not be forgiven for that sin until that person forgives him. So the matter of hukuk al-ibad have been given in the hands of the slaves themselves. On the day of judgment, you know the hadith that people will be given sins of other people who they wronged. So the matter of hukuk al-ibad is a very sensitive matter. And in this hadith sharif as well, those things where people, you know, generally when they meet each other and they commit, they break trust and stuff like that. One thing I'd like to add is that sometimes we think lying has to be a deliberate action. That first you think about lying and then you present it. No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kafa bil mar'i kadiban an yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a." What does this mean? That it's sufficient for a man to be called a liar if he passes on everything he hears. In this hadith, you're not planning to lie. You're not making an intention to lie. You heard something, you didn't verify it, you didn't confirm it, passed it on as if it's the truth. That goes on, it goes on. The person you spread the lie about, his respect is lost in the eyes of people. People begin to think of him as a bad person. Why? Because you passed on something you didn't verify. And this hadith states that this is sufficient for someone to be called a liar if he passes on anything that he hears. Everything that he hears, that this must be thiqa, it must be authentic, it's a trustworthy source, I might as well spread it forward. So we can't keep it in, we can't verify it. We haven't got time for that, sadly. Ma'adallah, na'udzubillah min dhalik. We have to pass it on. And we're not happy until we pass it on. So this matter has to be finished. Muslims have to bring back that lost honor. At one stage, Muslims had honor. You take the names of Muslims, and they were courageous, they were truthful. People, that you know, those who were enemies, they would shiver. And today people are saying Muslims are liars, Muslims are this. And we should feel harmed by that, hurt by that. Why are they calling us that for? You know, we need to bring back that honor that we've lost.
It's mentioned it's enough for a person to be a liar that he forward everything.
Mm-hmm.
Without confirmation. Bagair ki cheez ki har cheez ko aage bada dena. Wo jhoota hone ke liye yehi kaafi. Now the most worst thing is social media. Without any confirmation. It's just only information. We think is a confirmation. Yes. We forward everything without confirmation. It is hadith. And when you forwarding the hadith and Qurani ayat, you need to be very, very careful. Because your wahdat is not coming. My Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam will make me a liar. Now, what social media, 100,000, 50,000, 10,000, होता है, भाई थोड़ा रुक जाओ यार, थोड़ा चेक कर लो ये ठीक है या नहीं है, वो कंफर्मेशन भी है या नहीं है। झूठा होने के लिए इतना काफी है कि इंसान हर सुनी सुनाई बात को आगे कर दे। हमारे यहाँ तो कोई, हमारे नमाज क्या कहते हैं, तहकीक क्या करेंगे, आपके पास दूर शरीफ पढ़ने का टाइम नहीं, आप कहाँ से तहकीक करोगे, आप पता ही नहीं सोशल मीडिया पे जो भी चीज आई है हम उसको बढ़ा देते हैं। बल्कि आज के दौर में तो सेल्समैन ओनर जो होता है ना, वो उस सेल्समैन को अपने बेटे से ज्यादा पसंद करता है जो टॉप होता है लाइन के अंदर, ही इज द बेस्ट सेलमैन। पुरानी चीज को नया करके बेच देता है, खराब चीज को ताजी, यस, ओल्ड वेजिटेबल को न्यू करके बोलता है ये सेल्समैन इज द बेस्ट। उसके पैसे भी ज्यादा होते हैं, वो कहता है मेरे बच्चे से भी ज्यादा अच्छा है, कहता है उसको घर पे भी बुलाता है, खाना भी खिलाता है। तो क्या कि हर तरफ इस तरीके की चीजें चली हुई है, हर तरफ अगर आप देखें तो माशरा जो है वो इन चीजों में जा रहा है। बल्कि नाउडेज पीपल मेक्स अदर टू स्पीक लाई, दिस इज अनदर स्ट्रेंज थिंग्स, यस, even you try not to lying, but other people create the atmosphere such kind that you speak lie, how it is, and they give beautiful example. For example, if I'm coming from there, aur huzur, how was your journey, Wasim Baba? And I know it's coming from different part of the world, a different city, 2 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, how was your journey, is good, journey theek thi na aapki? And that person, what he normally reply, oh ji bilkul theek thi, how bilkul theek thi yaar. How can the journey is mentioned in Hadith Pak? The journey is a part of punishment. Safar azab ka tukda hai. And how can be in journey you be relaxed like in your home? Even if you travel in a car and there are your navigation problem, a roadblock, a traffic light, hai, garmi hui hai, sardi hui hai, gaadi ke andar aap stressful hue hai, lekin aapko chokna rehna padta hai. Friend, the plane ke andar hai, na late sakte hai, na so sakte hai. Koi bhi sukoon nahi hai na. Aur bhi aapka safar theek raha. Woh bolta hai, bilkul theek raha. Ab we creating the atmosphere that other person speak lie. तो हमें भी गौर करना पड़ेगा, वी शुडंट आस्क सच काइंड ऑफ क्वेश्चंस कि अदर पर्सन स्टार्ट स्पीकिंग लाइन एंड बीइंग सिनफुल। हम क्या करते हैं इसके, ना सिर्फ ये सफर क्या सर, अच्छा जी और खाना पसंद आया मेरे घर का, हाउ वाज द फूड, हाउ वाज द टी, और भाई क्या ये कुछ सवाल है पूछने का, अब वो बोल रहे ना ना वजन, कहता अच्छा जी हमारा खाना, आप तो बड़े लोग हो यार, और वो खाना बोल रहे कि मिर्चे ज्यादा थी तो भी नाराज, वो क्या बोलता, हाँ जी बहुत अच्छा था, सो स्टार्ट लाइन। तो ऐसे सवाल करने ही नहीं चाहिए हमें, यू शुडंट आस्क दिस काइंड ऑफ क्वेश्चन, अदर पर्सन स्टार्ट लाइंग।
फॉर एग्जांपल नाउ मेनी मदनी चैनल व्यूअर्स दे गोना बी थिंकिंग दिस नाउ, वी हैव गॉन टू समवन्स हाउस, दे हैव आस्क्ड अस हाउ द फूड, नाउ द फूड इज नॉट प्रॉपर, नाउ इफ वी टेल देम दैट द फूड इज नॉट प्रॉपर दे विल बी अपसेट विद अस, सो व्हाट रिस्पांस शुड वी गिव टू दोस पीपल दैट आस्क अस दिस काइंड ऑफ क्वेश्चंस।
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अला कुल्ली हाल,
सुभानअल्लाह,
हर हाल में अल्लाह का शुक्र
है, माशाअल्लाह,
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह
अला कुल्ले हाल। सो ये रिप्लाई देना चाहिए, अब चाहे सफर में हो, खाने में हो, कहीं भी हो, एनीथिंग, वो पूछते हैं और आपको कोई प्रॉब्लम तो नहीं मेरे घर में आने वाले, काहे को नहीं हुई यार, रोड बंद हुई भी थी, ट्रैफिक जाम था, इतनी प्रॉब्लम, दिस प्रॉब्लम, गाड़ी का टायर खराब हो गया, गाड़ी ब्रेक डाउन हो गई, अच्छा सफर इतना था, ट्रैफिक था, आप मुझसे पूछते हो प्रॉब्लम तो नहीं हुई है, मेरे लिए दुआ करते हो नहीं करते हो, यू सप्लीकेट फॉर मी और नॉट, अच्छा भाई आप भूल गए, अब कोई बोले नहीं आपके लिए, हमें कौन याद रखेगा यार, हम छोटे लोग हैं, हम गरीब लोग हैं। सो हमें इन चीजों को अवॉइड करना पड़ेगा। कुछ आखिरी मैसेजेस इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, एनी मैसेज,
माय रिस्पेक्टेड इस्लामिक ब्रदर्स एंड द व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह टुडे वी हैव द मुबल्लिगीन ऑफ दावत इस्लामी हैव गिवन अस दिस मैसेज अबाउट टू अवॉइड लाइंग, सो वी शुड मेक इट आवर हैबिट टू अवॉइड लाइंग एंड ट्राई टू स्पीक द ट्रुथ, द वन हु लाइज नो डाउट देयर इज डिस्ट्रक्शन फॉर हिम, एंड द वन हु स्पीक्स द ट्रुथ नो डाउट देयर इज पीस फॉर हिम।
ला ताअता लिबशरिन फी मासियतिल्लाह, there's no obeying the creation when it involves disobeying Allah. Never think I'm lying because people will become happy, when in reality you're displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying him. So never ever give priority to the creation over the creator. The creator said lying is not allowed, you avoid it at all costs.
Two supplication in the court of Allah azza wa jal, they save us from the curse of lying and form our habit to always speak the truth for attaining the blessings of truth. Also study Quran, Ahadith and our buzurgane deen ki jo zindagiyan thi unko koshish kare padhne ki. Isi tarah adopt the good company, try to avoid the bad company. Also study the pious predecessors, the life of their, how they spend their life. Ponder over your consequences of lying. Iske hame punishment kya hogi, iska anjam kya hoga, aur kya aakhir mein practice fikre Madina. Madini inamat ko bharne ki koshish kare. Mere meethe meethe Islami bhaiyo, yehi daawat Islami ka message hai. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from the destruction and evil of this April Fool and the lying. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us on the right path.
Jhoot ke khilaf jang
jari rahegi.
War against line.
We'll continue,
inshallah, Azza wa Jal. In the end, we'll give you a beautiful wazifa to secure from the evil of shaitan. And this is also the kind of evil of shaitan, this April Fool, lying and all this. Alhamdulillah, Amir alayhi sunnah damat barakatuhu al-ali has beautifully mentioned in his Madini Pansura, treasure of blessing Madini Pansura, on the attributes and the blessing of the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. As mentioned, whoever decides, huwa Allahu al-Rahim, Huwa Allahu al-Rahim, Huwa Allahu al-Rahim. Whoever decides 7 times after every salam, only 7 times, will remain secured from the evil of shaitan and he will die with iman intact. Subhanallah, it's a beautiful wazifa. We all want to die with the iman. So just make the habit. After every salah, just recite 7 times, Huwa Allahu Rahim, Huwa Allahu Rahim, Huwa Allahu Rahim. You not only remain secure from the evil of shaitan, but inshallah Azza wa Jal die with iman intact. Keep watching Madani channel and try to avoid on April Fool. On puri life, may try to avoid lying and get the good company of pious people. Dawat Islami is with you. Please join Dawat Islami, Madani activities, weekly ijtima as well. See you soon, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.